alcohol is believed to be the cause for a fatal crash last night. Good morning. Here's a look at your 9 o'clock morning headlines. 28-year-old Jonathan Hines was driving his Nissan Altima north on State Route 21 when he veered off the road, struck a boulder in woods, and then overturned. Strasburg deployed their EMS and rescue personnel. However, Hines died at the scene. The New Philadelphia Post of the State Highway Patrol will continue to investigate the accident. A storage barn suffered damage in an early afternoon fire in Warwick Township yesterday. Units were called to the scene for a confirmed structure fire at 2522 Larson Road. Township Fire Department Chief Harold Booth explains they arrived and found a large barn used for storage.
Upon arrival, there was heavy smoke. The main fire was in the lower part of the barn in the basement area, and it was contained to that area. We actually had it out probably within an hour. We do not have a damage estimate currently.
The Ohio Fire Marshal's Office assisted on scene, and at this time, a cause is ruled as undetermined. A 21-year-old man facing counts of burglary and arson is headed to trial in June. Joshua Dupler had a hearing yesterday before Judge Elizabeth Tamakis regarding sanity and competency evaluations. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Amanda Miller explains there's a duty to ensure that anyone placed before the court has a level of competency.
And that standard's a little bit higher when we're talking about the defendant. And so that was a decision made by the defense that they were going to test the defendant's competency to stand trial and also test his sanity at the time the offense occurred.
The aggravated arson and burglary charges stem from a 2017 incident. Dupler remains at the Tuscarawas County Jail until his trial. The Conotton Valley School District is taking proactive steps towards averting school violence. Parents of the district were notified on Friday that security steps would be in place when students return from spring break. Students entering the school next week will do so through a new metal detector placed at the main entrance. Superintendent Todd Herman says they hired a school resource officer a couple of years ago and will now also add a sheriff deputy as well.
Mr. Creswick is our student resource officer, and he will maintain that position. And then we will hire this additional deputy that will be stationed at our main entrance. That deputy will be responsible for the metal detector, and then that'll give Mr. Creswick more opportunity to flow throughout the building.
The additional officer will cost the school around $25,000 on an annual basis. Herman says the school board is willing, however, to take on that responsibility to ensure safety at the school.
We want to be proactive. We want to be responsible and do the best we can do. You're not going to be prepared for every scenario, but I think that this will be a big step forward in improving our safety for our students.
The district is also looking to hire a mental health counselor in the next year to continue to meet the changing needs of students. In state news, police say an Ohio woman has been arrested for making lewd comments to an Easter bunny. Authorities say they were called to Richland Carousel Park in Mansfield on Saturday after the woman made the comments while taking a picture with the Easter Bunny. Police have charged the 54-year-old with drunkenness and taken her to the county jail. And that's a look at your news this morning. Now here's a look at the Z Country forecast.
The weather is expected to remain unsettled with periods of rain over the next several days. The forecast for today, rain likely early this morning, cloudy with showers the rest of the day. High temperature around 50 degrees, cloudy tonight with showers and fog, low temperature in the upper 40s. Wednesday, cloudy with showers mainly during the morning, high temperature a little warmer in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, cloudy, a few showers, low 49. Thursday, cloudy with rain likely by afternoon, high of 60. Thursday night, rain in the evening tapering to showers, stray morning showers. Friday, cloudy to partly sunny, high temperature Friday near 50. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
You can find news anytime you want when you go to our website at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Shauna Berkey. 99.